Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Jessica Brown, Brome Lake resident and Massivania High School parent, who is following up with us about the recent changes to the Secondary 3 timetable that resulted in not offering French immersion as an option for the 2022 and 2023 school year, a decision for which she has started a petition for. Thank you so much, Jessica, for being here with us today and for speaking with us on the matter.
Thanks, Taylor, for talking about it. I still think it's something worth discussing. So
now, not offering French immersion at MVHS, short for Massivania High School, for Secondary 3 has caused some concern for you and other parents. Can you please start off by telling us why you think the French immersion program is such an essential part of the curriculum at MVHS?
I think it's a great program. I think initially it started to be offered probably in the 80s for families of, you know, Anglophone families so that their kids could stay in the English system while being immersed in French in order to make them more fluently bilingual, especially out here. I think it's, well, anywhere in Quebec, it's an important thing that, you know, you're able to speak both languages. We chose to stay and live here in this province. We love it here. We have embraced learning two languages, and I think it was just a really big benefit for any family who chose to take advantage of that program.
Yes. And when did you find out about the timetable changes that they decided to make at MVHS for the next school year? When did you find out about this decision exactly?
Yeah, so I have a daughter that just graduated from Secondary 5 at Massivania. And my younger daughter, who's 12, we chose to keep her at Knowlton Academy. We have that luxury for Secondary 1 to still keep them in elementary school here. So my older daughter came back, and she, I think it was in April, probably towards the end of April, and she said to me, there's not going to be any more French immersion. And I said, I said, that's impossible. They're not going to take away a whole program. Come on, that's ridiculous. She says, no, they're, then she clarified and she says, they're taking away Secondary 3 French immersion. And she gave me a few different reasons that she had been told by different teachers, which none of the reasons really made a lot of sense to me. So I still kind of discounted it. I just thought, no, I can't be. It just can't be. This is like, doesn't make sense. This program has been in existence for 30 plus years. It's like, mm-hmm. You don't just wipe out a year of it when, you know, we're going into a whole different situation, even within the province. Like, why would you do that? So I honestly filed it away as, you know, she must have misunderstood. And I guess I started to hear rumblings about it again in May. And I was told, call the school. So I called the school, and Diane Vokey, who is the principal, very kindly, like, called me back on a really busy time, and we had a very long discussion about it. It's not the first time I've had a discussion about French immersion with her over the past few years, because I always felt it was a program that should have been further encouraged, further developed, because it offered Anglophones the opportunity to learn French in a more fluent way. And traditionally, those kids have gone on, you know, they always talk about the, you know, graduation levels and really encouraging kids to graduate. And that class did. It traditionally went on to higher education. So like, to me, it felt like this is a program that really we should be encouraging and doing more for. And, you know, I was often told, well, there's just not a budget for advertising. There's not this, there's not that. And I said, it's okay. I said, my background is communications. I said, if you want me to help and make this program, like, you know, push it, and so we always make sure that there's enrollment in it, like, let me know, I'll help, I'm willing to give that. But I never heard anything more, and I get it, we went into a couple of years of really craziness worldwide and in the schools too. So, you know, when she spoke to me about it, the decision had already been taken. The governing board had already voted on it. I was floored to hear that that decision had already been made. I was completely unaware. Now, I was told that we, as parents, would have known had our children been going into Secondary 3, okay, because obviously it would have affected them directly. My child was going into Secondary 2 from another school, so the only way I should have known or could have known was if I had gotten this leaflet, I guess, that was sent around in the Publi sac in January. Well, I'm in a building that we don't get a Publi sac, so I didn't get that. And the other way was apparently they advised parents at an online open house on January 25th. Now, again, I have two kids who have graduated through Massey Vanier in the past 3 years. Both of them went through the French immersion program. I didn't feel it was necessary for us to go to the online open house. I've spent a lot of time in that school. My kids have spent a lot of time in that school. I didn't think there was going to be anything new for me to learn. It's not like a new family coming into the school. So we did not attend. I also didn't hear anything from anybody else at any point that this was happening. I asked other parents too, and I have parents of kids who are in the program now, and they said they same thing. They had heard like me that there was something, but then they dismissed it and thought, no, that can't be. So when we all really found out about it, it was beyond the point of changing anything. The decision was made. The governing board voted on it on May 16th and nobody questioned it. And that shocked me.
Yeah, because according to the Easter Township School Board, when I spoke with them, it was mentioned that parents and staff were consulted on the matter.
No.
Then the decision was made by the governing board, like you mentioned. So you weren't one of these parents that were consulted. And do you know of anyone who was?
I don't know of any parent that was consulted, unless they're referring to the parents who are on the governing board. This is where, you know, as all parents, I think it's really important that if you value these decisions of what's happening in your school, that yes, you should get involved in the governing board. And I take full responsibility. I wasn't involved in the governing board. I never anticipated a decision of this magnitude would be taken, though. So I have to take responsibility for not having been involved. I give kudos to all the parents who do get involved and do these things. But I think that it's a huge responsibility to be on the governing board. You're making decisions that affect a lot of kids. I still have such a hard time with the fact that nobody said anything and nobody stood up for that and questioned it. And, I have talked to parents who were on the governing board, and a lot of them were just like, oh, yeah, I guess I remember thinking, well, it doesn't affect my kids anymore. So it seems strange that they're doing it. But so that's...
They decided to go ahead with this decision from what I'm understanding from when I spoke with them. It all had to do with opening up students to new options, broadening their horizons, getting them out of these classroom bubbles, and expanding their interests. So what do you think about that? And do you think that this will be beneficial for students?
I think the pandemic was challenging for the schools. I think particularly at Massey Vanier, I think they deal with a lot of challenging cases. I don't know how right now this could have been the right decision. You know, we have friends that go to different schools. There's all kinds of sport-études and hors-études bubble programs and even just down the hallway on the French side of Massey Vanier. I don't buy that whole bubble problem. I can't figure that one out. I really can't. Yes, we've lived in exceptional times for the past 2 years. Some kids have thrived off that bubble system. I know my elder daughter loved it. She had a great class, and, it must have not been the best thing if you did not have a great class. And for that, I'm sorry for anybody who didn't, but... You know, it worked out really well for them. And I get it. It must be really nice to get out and do other things. But I just feel like it's been a program that's been there for this long and it's been working. And you know, a lot of kids loved it. Mm-hmm. They did really well in it. So, you know, I feel like it was a question of facilitating scheduling more than anything else. And they got what they wanted. And it's really hard to bring something back, so that part is disappointing. You know, they said, well, maybe if people want it, we can think about it again for the future, but it was too much of a risk for us. We chose not to send my daughter for secondary one because we didn't like the restrictions with the pandemic that were happening in the high school, so we thought she would have a little bit more freedom in elementary school. I don't regret that decision one bit, but I knew that 1 year in French immersion was not going to be enough. So we've made the decision to switch her onto the French side.
Okay. Wow. And
yeah.
You also started a petition for this decision as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I did.
And
which 150 people signed, which is not insignificant. You know, I do feel like they should have rethought about it when they saw the amount of support that was being generated. And it, to me, it showed that there was a huge lack of communication that happened with a decision of that magnitude. And maybe they weren't expecting anybody to have any backlash. Maybe they weren't expecting anybody to really care about it, but they didn't reopen up the subject either afterwards. They were just like, well, this is our decision. You should have gotten involved earlier. And too bad, so sad, but I didn't know. I think that most of those parents are on social media. I feel like it would have been really simple to have had a conversation on social media, get people's opinions, find out what they thought about it, and then made a decision. But, you know, I heard a lot about who scored how many goals in what game when, but I didn't hear about, hey, we're going to remove a whole level of secondary three French immersion.
And if people want to get involved and play their part in this petition, how can they go about accessing it?
The petition is online on change.org, and it's called Bring Back MV Secondary 3 French Immersion. Right now we have 141 signatures. I mean, it was very grassroots, and it was more to show the school that people do care and people want this program. And you know, the timing was not the best. It's already a really big challenge for anybody who's unilingual to survive, make more than minimum wage. It just becomes a bad cycle. We should be encouraging families of all socioeconomic backgrounds. If you're going to be here and you want your kids to thrive here, they have to learn French. It has to be. I think we need to give these kids as many advantages as possible in order for them to have success in a really, really challenging world. And it's just one step. And I think I kept hearing, well, we wanted to ask the kids their opinion. The kids didn't like the bubble. And I'm like, I am all about including kids and getting their opinions. They didn't ask the parents enough, as far as I'm concerned. I think there's been a lot of miscommunication, and even from the part of the school board tried to say that, you know, I didn't have all the facts and I didn't know all the information, but I did. I did have all the information. I do have all the facts insofar as what I've been told by the administration. It doesn't mean that I have to agree with them. That's the difference. Hopefully parents who are keeping their kids on the English side will continue to fight for it. Unfortunately, because I made a decision that I felt was right for my child, I won't be able to be on the governing board. And that's a big deal for me. You know, we have supported English language education here. I've sent my kids through, you know, English school, but, you know, we've had to make changes now according to what we thought was best for us.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Jessica, that you think would be important for people to be aware of about the situation. Those were the questions that I had from you, and I really appreciate your answers.
Yeah, no problem at all, Taylor. Thank you for, you know, keep talking about it. I think it's important that we get involved in our kids' lives and our kids' educations, and it's not always easy to make a decision that is the unpopular decision or to voice your opinion. They could have done the French immersion for longer, not less.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us again. I super appreciate it.
No problem, Taylor. Thank you so much.
CIDI has already spoken to Chairman of the Eastern Township School Board, Michael Murray, parent, Jessica Brown, and we will continue to do follow-ups on the situation and provide different perspectives on the topic at hand. Stay tuned. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.